Shakespeare's next play was set in Scotland, which is north of England. The play was called Macbeth. It is full of magic and murder. Returning home from battle, the noble soldier Macbeth meets three witches. They make predictions about his future. One is that Macbeth will become the King of Scotland. Macbeth doesn't believe the witches, but then their predictions start to come true. Macbeth tells his wife about the witches. Lady Macbeth is very hungry for power. She wants her husband to kill the king. Then he can take over the throne. He does. But once in power, Macbeth and his wife are tortured by guilt. Lady Macbeth slowly loses her mind. At night, she sleepwalks through the castle. She tries to rub an imaginary spot of blood from her hands, but she cannot wipe away her crimes. Neither can her husband. They are both destroyed by greed and ambition. How daring of Shakespeare to write a play about a Scottish king who is a murderer. Remember, King James was also the ruler of Scotland. When he came to the throne, the people of England were hopeful. Perhaps there would be more religious freedom. After all, James had a Catholic wife. But just the opposite happened. There were even harsher punishments for anyone defying the Church of England. Many Catholics were shocked and angry. The gunpowder plot caused a big bang the very next year. In 1605, a group of Catholic noblemen planned to kill the king. They were going to blow up a building when the king was inside giving a speech. The plot was foiled, but King James was shaken. Clearly, he was not as popular as he thought. Ripples of discontent spread throughout the country. That year, William Shakespeare wrote King Lear. What was the connection? Once again, he created a play about a king and his misuse of power. King Lear is very old when the play opens. He decides to leave his kingdom to his three daughters. But first, each daughter must tell him just how much she loves him. He wants to hear that his children love him more than anybody else in the world. Lear's two older daughters fill his ears with flattery. They do this because they want Lear's land, not because they love him. His youngest daughter, Cordelia, loves her father very much, but she refuses to play this game of flattery. Lear is furious. Cordelia will get nothing and is banished from the land. By the time Lear realizes which daughter truly loves him, it is too late. Cordelia is dead. His other daughters turn on him. Lear, now out of his mind, dies of a broken heart. By hearing and seeing only what he wants to, Lear has brought his kingdom to the edge of chaos. King Lear was written at the peak of Will's career. Soon after Will finished it, there was more happiness and success. His favorite daughter, Susanna, was married. A year after that, in 1608, Will and six other men bought another theater in London. This theater was smaller than the Globe, but it was an indoor theater. The Globe had to close during the winter. Now, William Shakespeare's plays were performed to packed houses all year long. Chapter 8. Home Again. William Shakespeare continued to write plays for another 5 years. But in 1610, after more than 20 years in London, Will returned home to his family in Stratford. The plays he created at this time often deal with families torn apart and then reunited. At New Place, Will wrote The Tempest. It is the last play he wrote alone. And it is the only one where he didn't borrow the plot. He came up with the story all by himself. A duke named Prospero has been tricked by his brother and cast out to sea. After a terrible storm, Prospero's boat is shipwrecked. He and his daughter, Miranda, find themselves on the shores of a strange, enchanted island. Through magic, Prospero takes control of the island from a wicked witch. And there, he and his child live, befriended by magic spirits and creatures. Prospero's brother comes to the island after many years, and in the last act, all is forgiven. At the very end of the tempest, Prospero comes on stage and begs to be set free from the enchanted island. It is as if William Shakespeare, too, is saying that he has lived a lifetime in a magical place, the make-believe world of theater. But now it is time for him to go. Surrounded by family, William Shakespeare died in 1616 in Stratford at the age of 52. Today, almost 400 years after his death, Shakespeare's work lives on. Although we do not know many details about his personal life, his plays and poetry tell us so much about the mind and heart of this genius. William Shakespeare's words make us laugh and cry, and perhaps most importantly, they make us dream. This has been an Audible.com and Penguin Young Readers Group production. Music by Michael Whalen. Copyright 2006 by Celeste Davidson Manis. Audio recording copyright 2008 by Penguin Group USA Incorporated.
Audible Kids hopes you have enjoyed this audiobook. For more like it, check out kids.audible.com.